Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Charlotte at 6.
Thank you, Jeff. Charlotte at 6. I'm Mark Harrison. Glad you're rolling home with us on this Wednesday, busy news day. We start this evening with more questions about Smudgy's ethics, talking about City Councilman Smudgy Mitchell. On Monday, he was not allowed to vote on a city contract with a construction company because, as it turns out, he owns stock in the company, J.E. Dunn Construction, and he did not tell the city about that.
The city attorney started out Monday night's Charlotte City Council meeting by explaining Councilman James Smudgy Mitchell was not able to vote on a $21 million city contract with a construction company.
He has an investment interest in J.E. Dunn such that when J.E. Dunn does better or has more revenues, his investment increases as well.
Mitchell says he earned employee stock in JED Construction when he worked there for a little more than 4 years.
That's Emma Withrow with Queen City News, and when she asked Mitchell just how much stock he owned in that construction company, he would not answer.
You're going to ask me about Emma, why would you actually, I never asked you how much stock you have in your company. Why is that a question?
Well, this is just the latest financial mess for Mitchell. He's also under criminal investigation right now over his ownership of another firm that does business with the city. And under state law, he technically owns too much of that company to even be serving on the council. So the SBI is trying to sort all of that out right now. I called Mitchell today, and he called me back and said, sure, I'll talk about my situation. So we started with that vote on Monday night involving J.E. Dunn Construction and why he had not previously disclosed owning stock.
I worked with J.E. Dunn from 2016 to 2020, and part of the employee benefit, employee can purchase stock. And so the last 4 years, I was an employee of them, I had purchased stock. So on a yearly basis, and we get compensated based on the performance of the company. And so when I saw that J.E. Dunn had been about to be awarded a contract with the city, I felt like it was the best interest of everybody to show the transparency that I asked the city attorney and the mayor to excuse me from voting.
But the fact that you own the stock should have been on your financial disclosure with the city, and it wasn't. Why is that?
Oh, yeah, it's a mistake. So I updated. So it's on there now with J.E. Dunn. It's on my, I think we call that the economic interest form. It is on there.
But you've been on the city council and in city politics for a long time. I think a lot of people would look at this and go, oh, come on. He knew that he was supposed to disclose this stock.
And because none of us are perfect, Mark, I hope your listener will realize when there's a problem brought to James Smudgy Mitchell, he always corrects it like I've been doing for the last 20 years.
You know, Councilman, some people would look at this and go, it just looks fishy. Is this guy a crook?
Oh no, Mark. You can't use those words for James Smudgy Mitchell. In my 20 years of service, no one ever questioned and used those terms. What they use is he loves Charlotte. He works for Charlotte. He's part of all of Charlotte growth, and he's pro development and take care of neighborhoods. You can't use a negative word toward me, and I hope your listeners would not use those type of negative words. I hope they would say, if I got a problem, Mark, how do I get in touch with James Smudgy Mitchell so it can be fixed?
So you don't think not declaring stock and then the other SBI investigation of your holdings in another construction company, you don't think this looks bad?
No, because on the J.E. Dunn, that's why I was proactive and asked the city attorney to let me accuse myself, because Mark, we'll be having a different conversation if I would have voted on that action item. Then then you're right, and listeners can say, he knew about it, and he still voted for them. And so I just want to make sure your listeners know I'm the same person they elect to go down and be a city councilman and help make Charlotte a better city.
So there you have it, Mitchell insisting he just forgot to list the stock that he owns in J.E. Dunn Construction, but that he made sure council knew about it when there was a vote on a contract Monday with Dunn. But there is another outstanding issue involving Smudgy Mitchell. The SBI is investigating his ownership of another company that does business with the city. Mitchell says he owns 25% of R.J. Leeper Construction. That's a problem because under state law, he can't serve on council owning that much stock in a company that does business with the city. So I asked him about that. Now, the SBI investigation of your ownership shares in Leeper Construction, what is the status of that investigation?
I don't know. I think it's ongoing. We haven't had any communication with them yet. And so far as I know, it's ongoing.
Now, in this instance, you say that you own 25% of R.J. Leeper. And under state law, you're not allowed to serve on council if you own more than 10% of a company that does business with the city. So I take it you could be forced off the council eventually?
No, that's not true, Mark. So I will have to sell the shares. It does not force me off city council. That's not a true statement.
But it's possible you could be prosecuted for this?
No, Mark. Your understanding is wrong. I think the language they used were misdemeanor questions if someone was to file a lawsuit. But it's not criminal. It could be misdemeanor questions if someone were able to file a lawsuit. I think it's been a lot of misinformation. So thank you for hearing it, as they say, straight from the horse's mouth.
Well, it certainly sounds as though you're not worried at all about the SBI probe. Have you already taken some steps to sell the stock in R.J. Leeper?
I'm not worried about the SBI pro, Mark, because, the voters told me to do a job. They didn't tell me worry about my 25%. They say go down there and fix that pothole. Go down there and deal with affordable housing. Go down there and make sure our community is safe.
All right, so chatting with James Smudgy Mitchell, clearly you can see he doesn't think he's done anything wrong, and he's not worried, he says, about the SBI investigation. But there is one thing that is clear that needs to be pointed out. Every time Charlotte City Council votes to do business with a couple of leading construction companies in town, it's basically money in Mitchell's pocket, even if he excuses himself from the vote. Let's bring in Emma Withrow, Queen City News. She really has led all the reporters in town on covering Mitchell and his ups and downs. And Emma, he's also been late filing campaign finance reports.
Yeah, and that's why this is a story. It's because it's not just a one-off with Councilman Mitchell. I mean, if this was one of the other council members and nothing had ever come up before and they did make a mistake, I probably wouldn't be reporting on it. But the thing is it's a repeated pattern with Councilman Mitchell when it comes to just making mistakes. I mean, I talked about it last night in my story. It started with the campaign finance reports. Oh, he forgot to file the finance reports. Not just one report. I mean, it was 3 years worth of not filing campaign finance reports, which is just the basic thing when you're in politics, you have to do it.
Yep.
And so it's been one thing after another with him. And then, you know, when I found out he didn't disclose this on his statement of economic interest, it really didn't come as a surprise to me. And I don't think it came as a surprise to anyone who was watching the story.
But all of this surely makes him look suspicious.
It does. And it's almost like he's his own worst enemy because these things are pretty basic. I mean, he's allowed to have employee stock in J.E. Dunn Construction. He's allowed to have that. So why not just disclose it on the paperwork? I don't understand. That's why I do think there are a lot of mistakes that are made, but you would think he would be a little bit more careful, especially after being in politics for this long. I mean, he's been doing this for decades. You would think he would have it figured out by now.
He's been doing it a long time. Emma, thanks. Emma Withrow, Queen City News, on the financial questions of City Councilman James Smudgy Mitchell. Again, he is under investigation by the SBI, and we'll keep you posted on that.